Before today's episode starts, ladies and gentlemen, let's start with today's read, which comes from BetterHelp. As you all know, BetterHelp is the sponsor of the Who and How Club, and we are truly grateful to have them as a sponsor and supporter of the show. It just makes sense based on the conversations that we have, the types of individuals that we invite onto the show, but it also makes sense for me personally because I myself have gone through my journey of therapy or a journey to therapy, which I've shared on many, many episodes on this platform before. I do plan on continuing my journey to therapy very soon, and I'm excited to share these pieces with you all. Therapy has helped me, reflect on the things that I've gone through in my life, the role that I've played in those same situations, but also it has helped me to think about where I want to go moving forward in my life. So when I suggest therapy as a tool that you all can use to help guide you and navigate through any challenges that you're facing, I'm truly speaking from experience. So if you want to start your journey to therapy today, what you would do is go to BetterHelp's website. You can actually click the link in our description today and use the link betterhelp.com/whohow. And once you go to that website and that link, you'll be redirected where you can answer a few questions and BetterHelp will match you to a professional who has years of experience helping people with struggles just like yours. You could do it all from your phone or computer via phone call, video chat, or messaging, however you feel most comfortable. It's really the easiest possible way to start talking to a therapist. And I like to say speaking with, as you all know, I'm big on language, and you don't just want to talk to your therapist, but you want to speak with a therapist, and, they'll be able to speak with you as well and help you navigate through those struggles that you've been going through in your life, whether there are challenges in your relationships, whether that has to do with family or a significant other, or even just your relationship with yourself. You go to betterhelp.com/whohow, you'll be matched with a therapist, usually within 48 hours, and you'll be able to get started pretty fast. So let BetterHelp connect you to a therapist who can support you all from the comfort of your own home. Once again, visit betterhelp.com/whohow, and you'll get a special discount on your journey to therapy today. Now, let's get to today's episode. It's a real special one, and I'm excited for you all to hear it. All right, enjoy.
Enjoy. Enjoy.
You're now tuning into the Who and How Club with your host, Eris Dejan.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's your boy Eris Dejan checking in. Welcome back to the Who and How Club. You know the slogan. You are the Who and How Club. I am the Who and How Club, and we are the Who's and How's of this world. Without you, without me, there is no we. So while we're here, why don't we just sit across from one another, take turns listening to one another, pick each other's brains. You talk, I listen. I listen, you talk. And we build with one another from that point moving forward. I'm big on conversation. No, I'm not the smartest man in the book or smartest cigar in the jar or in the case or whatever, whatever analogy you want to utilize. But I really love speaking with people. I love speaking in general. I like when my brain gets picked and when I get the opportunity to pick the brains of others, even if we're on two different planes. You're an expert in something, I'm an expert in what I'm an expert in, which is just my life. There's no one smarter than anybody. But we all can learn from one another if we take the time to just sit and speak and learn from one another, through conversation. And that's what we do here on the Who and How Club. Now, I'm just really happy to be here and happy to be recording this episode. This episode, I could already tell it's going to be a special one just based on the title, and I hope you all can learn something from it. I do want to do a little, just touch base. It was Mom's birthday this past week, so in honor of her, I felt like it would be right to bring back the original intro of the show, which she actually recorded and produced, and helped me sort of pave the way in my third iteration of this platform that you're all indulging in today. As you all know, I went through a few versions of the show. I tested the water, saw what stuck, saw what didn't work, and in the end, we have what we have today. And Mom was a part of that process. So I just want to say a special happy belated birthday to her. And I thought in honor of her, it'd be great to, bring back the original intro to the show. And I might continue to use it. We have another intro as well that I had produced and put together, and I might use them interchangeably. I know recently we haven't had an official intro. It's really just like a sound effect that brings us in. But I think I like the vibe. I loved hearing Mom's voice once again. And, her birthday, my birthday this month, April's a really important time for just me and the family. Her and I, we share that special bond, being born in the same month, and the numbers that kind of play a role in our birthdays, and her doing the intro to the show, and just where the show is today. I don't think it would be here without her contribution. So I just want to say shout out to Mom. If you have a mother in your life, spend as much time with her as you can. We all come from somewhere and someone, and I know all relationships are not perfect, but if you have someone that you come from and that has helped you, throughout your life, guided you in any way, even if you've learned what not to do, just show some appreciation. You don't have to do it directly. Sometimes you have to love people from afar, and we get that here at the Huanao Club. Maybe write a letter to her and just keep it to yourself if you're not on good terms with that individual. And it's okay to not be on good terms with your mother. But if you have a healthy relationship as well, send her a nice text today. Say, Ma, I love you. And just show some gratitude, because we wouldn't be here without our mothers. Regardless of what we're going through in our personal lives, this is our journey. We're meant to go through them. Can't blame our mothers, but they brought us into this world, and we have to honor them in some way, shape, or form. So shout out to Mom, Mama Allen. I'm just really happy to be here, and I think, bringing her intro back also plays a part in today's title, as you all can see. The title of today's episode is Who Am I? And we're going to dive more deep into that in a little bit. I just want to shout out once again the Canadian Podcast Awards. I had a really great time at this year's Comic-Con, and I interviewed a few people, a few patrons, and out of that event, we have some upcoming guests that are going to be on the show. So I'm really happy to get that episode that I shot at the event out very soon. I share the event episodes. I share a lot of bonus episodes and bonus content with all of you. So you're keeping track of what I'm up to and what I go through on a day-to-day or week-to-week. It doesn't just have to be so episodic. I want to share, some of the special things that I do with the platform as well. So again, shout out to Jennifer and John. I really appreciate you always including me in whatever you all have going on. And this year's Comic-Con, it was a bit different compared to last year's, but still, it was good to be around my peers and just be in that zone. staying in line with who I am, who am I, when it comes to the Who and How Club, a lot of people don't know that one of the things that inspired me to create this platform, was, some of my idols in the comedic space and all of the comedic podcasts or comedian podcasts that I listened to really early on. And some of my idols, of course, are, Bill Burr, Mark Maron, who have been doing their podcast for only God knows when. It's been like forever, and I've always listened to them, and I just got inspired. I said, if my idols can do that, then so can I. Now, I don't have any comedic chops right now. My show doesn't fit under the comedy category. We focus more on just life stuff and, mental health and healthy relationships and, society and culture and stuff like that. But still, I listen to these podcasts weekly. You know, I got my favorites saved on my laptop and I listen to them. I follow their schedule and they continue to inspire me. You know, growing up, I always watched late night, you know, Jay Leno, Conan, who has his own podcast now, you know, Bill Maher with Real Time and Politically Incorrect. And he has his podcast now as well. So I just want to, you know, shout out, you know, oh, and the name of that podcast is Club Random. I want to shout out my folks, you know, my idols. Conan's podcast is Conan Needs a Friend. And of course, Marc Maron's podcast is What the, WTF, and Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast. I just, you know, these are the individuals that showed me that I too can do something similar and bring my vision to life and to speak with, you know, speak to myself, facing a soundboard filled soundproof wall, multicolored wall, as I speak with all of you and share, you know, just perspectives on life and love and relationships and mental health and all of that. But if it wasn't for them, I don't think I would be here. And comedy has played a huge role in my life. I've always loved stand-up. You know, speaking of stand-up, there are two specials that just got released on Netflix, Dave Attell's and Neil Brennan's, and I'm really excited to watch those Netflix specials. So if any of you have watched those already, please let me know. I'm a bit sad that I'm not going to get to see Ari Spears and Andy Samberg, Andy Steinberg, you know, in Toronto. They're actually in Canada. They're doing a Canadian tour right now, and I really wanted to see Aries. By the time this episode comes out, I think they're already going to hit the Toronto. I think they're at Danforth Music Hall, if I'm not mistaken, and I really wanted to go. But I listen to their podcast as well, Spears and Steinberg, every week. And they too inspire me. So it sucks that I won't get to see them in person. I really wanted to see them in April this month, but maybe I'll catch them next time. But yeah, you know, just a little bit of some tidbits as to why or who and where I get my inspiration from on a weekly basis to do the show. It ironically, it stems from comedians and their comedic take on life and the same topics that I speak about. I could be a bit too serious at times, but the Who and How Club does represent the seriousnesses of life and the seriousnesses of our perspective and perspectives and experiences on life. But there's always room for comedy here, especially when it comes to the people we touch base with and interview and have conversations with and just pick each other's brains with, you know. So just shout out to the comedians that I look up to. I really appreciate you all. Now, you know, diving into the sort of the crux of today's episode, a lot of people are always asking me, Aris, who are you? You know, who are you? You're always asking us who we are, you know, how to answer that question. How do we define ourselves? But we want to know who you are. Who I am is how I respond. You know, who me? I feel like I share so much about myself and of myself on every episode, or even when I'm having conversations with individuals, I do my best to share the most of myself unfiltered. You know, if I'm excited about something, I'm joyous, I'm like a kid, I don't care how I look, I'm gonna share that piece with myself. But still, it seems to not be enough. People want me to go more in depth, and I always thought that maybe if I shared my guest spot episodes where I make appearances on other people's shows and platforms, that would share at least be enough for the individuals, you know, the club members who want more of who I am. But clearly it's not, because I have DMs galore and people just touching base with me, asking me, you know, for me to share more about who I am and how I define myself. Now, to answer who am I? As we all know, here being at the club, it's not as easy as it looks or as it seems. Who we are is ever changing. We grow on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis, month-to-month, year-to-year. We grow by the hour if we're in tune with our growth and wanting to grow. Actually, the things that we go through in life changes us and propels us to different levels and heights that we never thought we could attain you know, or aim to. Sometimes the things that we go through push us down or push us back. At least we feel that we're being pushed back in that moment. But it brings us forward tenfold after we felt like we've been pushed back a little bit. And I guarantee you, I've been pushed back many, many times. Name a category, I've been pushed back. But in retrospect, it's been for the greater good. You know, the universe, our creator, and these are my beliefs, of course. If you believe otherwise, that's totally fine. We could still sit and have the conversation. It's not to push my beliefs on any of the club members or supporters or listeners that listen to the show. But truthfully, this is just what I believe. The creator puts us through things and allows us to go through things in order for growth to happen. You know, life's not going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. And, you know, that's one of the ways that I would define myself and who I am. You know, not a perfect individual. In fact, I can't really answer who I am. I would have to respond with who I am now, you know, because who I've been has ever changed. It's changed over the years. Name an age, you know. This month I'm turning 35. And, you know, my birthday's April 26th. And it's been 35 years of change, of growth, of pushbacks, or, you know, being propelled forward and transitioning and evolution and all of that jazz. But we will need like 20 episodes to even go through each of those stages, maybe 35 in total to, you know, dedicate an hour to each of those ages, if I could even recall everything, right? But who I am now is something that I can respond to. And when answering that question, ladies and gentlemen, or when asked that question, I want you to think that in that way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. When a person asks you, who are you? Answer with the who that you are now. Because who you were and who you're going to be, you know, it's who you're going to be, you don't really know. Who you aim to be is something you're striving for. Now, you know who you were. But we're talking about right now. Who are you right now? That's how I can respond. You know, who I am right now, you know, I'm a person who believes he's more than just a human being. I use the term being, but I don't attach the human piece to it because I think we're more than just human. And I believe that I'm more than human. I'm more than just one. I'm a multitude of things, you know. There's a bunch of me's in me, you know. There's my soul, my spirit, my energy, my heart, my gut, my mind, you know. Then there's the flesh, the body, you know. I'm not perfect, like I said, but I am more than just a human. I'm a being, you know. I'm a creator. You know, I feel like I am more than what I do. Now, though what I do is an extension of who I am, for an example, the work that I do, I'm in the social services field. You know, I believe in giving. I work in the social services field, serving and giving to others, supporting those in need. And just because I work in that field and doing that, that doesn't mean that I don't still need at the end of the day as well. You know, I have needed and still give and give to those who need and support those, you know? So it's like one hand washes the other. Just because you're in the mode of serving doesn't mean that you can't be served or you don't need to be served as well. It's all encompassing. So, you know, but I don't define myself by what I do. It's just an extension, you know? It's what inspires me to keep going, giving, the work that I do, supporting those in need. You know, I knew what I wanted to do from a teen. You know, when I grew up in foster care, it was those moments that defined me in the type of work or field that I wanted to be in, the role that I wanted to play in life, what side of the fence that I want to be on. So serving and giving really inspires me. And I give to receive, not from the people that I'm giving to or serving, but I understand that the universe will come back around. When you give, you receive. And it's okay to expect to receive. The universe wants you to expect to receive. It'll keep you doing good, you know what I mean? And doing for others. Just understanding that your turn will come at some point in time. But don't just give to receive, you get what I mean? I hope that makes sense to you all, but that's just a little bit of how I look at things and how I view life and who I am right now. You know, I don't let material things define me fully. I love my beautiful car. I have a beautiful car sitting in the lot right now, but that isn't the definition of who I am. Even my name isn't the definition of who I am. I never chose my name. Someone gave it to me. You know what I mean? So how can we define ourselves by these things? Clothing, or even all the collectibles that I cherish in my apartment that will one day be passed down to my children. You know, I don't attach myself to these things because these are material things. So who I am? Who am I? I'm a person who has made mistakes and has tried to learn from those same mistakes so that I don't repeat them. You know, I'm a person who, a being who believes in growth. And in fact, aside from just believing in growth, I just believe. I believe in people. I believe in a higher power. I believe that we were all created, and I believe in myself. Believing in people, you know, people inspires me to continue to believe in myself. I've seen people, you know, create wonders and overcome challenges galore. You know, just when you think you're the one going through something or you've hit a low, you hear someone else's story and what they've gone through and their challenges, and you're like, wow, you just shut up. You just shut up right away and immediately turn to gratitude for what you have, even though what you've gone through, you know, not to minimize that, but you know, as corny as it sounds, there is someone else going through something way worse than you are going through at this moment. So it's all about perspective. Feel what you feel. Understand that what you're going through isn't something that you want to be going through, of course, but we all go through it. We're not alone in that. And that's something that I've learned throughout my journey. I'm a creator and I love to bring ideas to life. I love family. I love the concept of family. And truthfully, I love love. I love relationships. I love being around women. I love having a good woman in my life because I learn from women. You know, I learn what not to do or what to do. And, you know, when you have a good friendship with a woman or women, or, you know, multiple women, and it doesn't have to be in a romantic way or, you know, in a sexual way, just having women in your life, you know, can teach you a lot. You know, I was raised by women. So I would naturally gravitate to that. You know, I have all sisters, majority of my cousins, they're all female. They've been on this show. You know, so I love love. I feel like I'm a walking, you know, definition of love. I believe in love. I think love conquers all. And I love myself. You have to love yourself. You can't love anything else outside of yourself if you don't have love for yourself or love yourself. So, you know, relationships and everything like that. I am a guy that loves relationships and loves to build. And, I'm a person who's still learning about himself. So who am I? I can't necessarily answer that. Who I'm meant to be, I can't necessarily answer that, but who am I now? I could definitely provide an answer for you. And I just did. And when someone asks you, you know, the same question, I want you all to reframe that way of thinking and understand that you need to focus on who you are now. You have to let go of the past, you know, let go of who you were, and don't focus so much on who you're trying to become, because tomorrow is not promised and tomorrow is unknown. But who you are in this moment can be very easy to share. And I just shared with you all who I am in this very moment. Now, I'm sure there's more that I could say. I'm sure there's more that others can say when they're interacting with me now, how they would think, how I should answer that question, you know, based on their perspective of me and their experiences and how they indulge in me, Eris. But that's just how I feel who I am right now. Just another note, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want you to take moments out of your week, you know, to close off today's episode. I want you to I want you to think about how you choose to learn about yourself. You know, I want you to take a day out of your week and disconnect and just focus on you. But also ask yourself, am I learning about myself? Am I taking the time to? You have to make time for that, right? So learn about yourself. Take some time, just like I do, to learn about yourself. Listen back to this episode. Implement something within your week. Like, for an example, out of our 7 days that we spend throughout the week, I take one day out of the week and I disconnect from phones. I disconnect from people for a certain amount of time, you know, like from 12 a.m. to 6 p.m. I just focus on myself. I disconnect from food even. And I do some writing. I do some reading, I do some cleaning, I listen to some music. I just spend some time with myself, some thinking, some sort of meditation. That's my form of meditation, where I just, you know, silence. Silence in my apartment. After the music plays for a little bit, you know, I'll shower, I'll take a bath, I'll wake up really early, I'll go for a jog, I'll take the dog Apollo out. Almighty Apollo, who's making noise in the background right now. Apollo, can you stop, please? Thank you. But yeah, I'll take him on a special walk. We'll go to a park and just be present with nature. You know, take the time, because you never know when you won't have this time again. Remove all distractions. Spend a day with yourself. That's my one mission for you, my little Taurus April mission for you. Take some time. Spend some time with yourself. And if there's someone that you can share that time with that doesn't feel like a distraction. Now, I know it's a bit contradictory, right? Because I'm like, spend time with yourself. But there are people that you can spend time with yourself with, like together with, because they're on the same mission and same vibe with you. They're not a distraction. They're not taking from your life. They're actually giving and adding. And if you can sit in silence with someone and still feel like you're with someone, but by yourself, to focus on yourself, and you can still build on yourself with the presence of someone else, do that as well. Because a lot of people wish they could say that they had someone like that in their lives. Don't take stuff like that for granted. So find your balance, take some time, learn about yourself, learn about others as well. Have conversations, pick each other's brains, learn how to listen and speak, because communication goes both ways. It's not just verbal, it's the auditory as well. All right. And speaking of listening, you've been listening to me, your host, producer, and creator of the Who and How Club. Head honcho, head club member. I really appreciate all of you, my club members, my listeners, my supporters who have been with me on this journey. You're a leader in your own circle as well. You're a head honcho and the leader of the club in your circle. Remember that as you navigate through your week. Listen back to this episode on everything you've learned, not only about myself, but hopefully about you as well. In hearing me or listening to me speak about myself and defining who I am right now. I love you all. I appreciate you all. I got some really great news coming and I'm so excited. But we got time. We got time. There's no rush. If you hear some noise in the background, someone's celebrating their birthday party upstairs. But yeah, shout out to them. Aries gang, Taurus gang, we're in the building. I'll check in with all of you in a week. Thank you.
Thank you.
One.